Dr. Kissinger, and also from Senator Humphrey, he is speaking, and it'll be a few moments where we can get him.
Yeah.
I have Dr. Kissinger.
Hello.
Dr. Kissinger, go ahead, please.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, Henry, how are you?
I just wanted to extend my really warmest congratulations.
Well, this is, we all knew it was going to happen, and we got our 60%.
Well, we didn't. One couldn't really be sure until one had seen it.
And every state except Massachusetts and maybe Minnesota, although I think we get that too.
It's an extraordinary tribute.
You know, this this fellow to the last was a prick. Did you see his concession statement?
Oh, got it out.
He was very gracious in the beginning.
And then he went right back to saying that...
Yeah. Henry Price, you sent me in a wire saying that I look forward to working with you and your supporters for peace in the years ahead. And I just said, hell no, I'm not going to send him that sort of a wire.
Absolutely.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
I mean, I just arguing with Bobby here about it, but I said, Ray just doesn't have the right sense of this sort of thing.
No, he was ungenerous. He was petulant.
Yeah.
Unworthy.
Right.
It was, he was.
As you probably know, I responded in a very decent way to him.
I thought you were a great statesman.
As far as I could go, though, but I'm not going to say much time. Anyway, it was a good day. We had a terrible time in the damn Senate. We're going to end up with probably 44, but it isn't worth a damn anyway. Frankly,
because we lost some people.
We lost Margaret Smith, but she's 74 years old. We lost Jack Miller because he's a jackass.
That's right.
And we lost Caleb Boggs because he's too old. He's 68.
Yeah.
See? Here's your problem.
With those three, we would have come much closer.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. It's all right.
But at any rate, it's a
we worked with
this personal triumph, Mr. President.
Well, you know something, it's hard for even all these left-wing columnists can do now is to piss on the not winning the Senate and the House and building the party, but they couldn't care less about that. The main thing is they know that we came up to bat against their candidate and beat the hell out of them.
And came up against their issue and turned it into an asset.
Right. Don't you think so? Don't you feel that?
You made Vietnam your issue.
God, it does.
The of weakness, the whole approach. Year after year, the media were harassing you. All the intellectuals were against you, and you've come out and have the greatest victory, I'm sure, in terms of margin that anyone has had. It's a tremendous triumph.
Well, anyway, Henry, have a good night's sleep.
My warm, good wishes.
Give him hell tomorrow.
Good night.